Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, and your hand on us. And we thank you for revelation knowledge of your word to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're talking about seeking God, and we keep getting caught up in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. But that's okay. You know, throughout the life of this podcast, we'll repeat different scriptures that we've talked about, and we'll move in those directions and find new revelation, and you will too as you seek God. You know, seeking God really means to me just to search out the riches of the mystery of Christ and of who we are in Christ and who he is in us. But 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing," or make your life a life of prayer. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." We talked about that a good bit, and also we talked about Hebrews 11, 6, that if we seek God, then he is pleased. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, for we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By the way, you've got to believe that he's a rewarder of you because you diligently seek him. What's he rewarding you with? Let's think about that some too today. Let's go on to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." We talked about this last time. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." All these things, all these less important things we talked about. You know, I wrote this down. Don't worry. Don't worry. Worry is meditating on the lies that fear presents. And I want to show you that in Matthew 6. I'm going to read from the Passion. We'll start again with verse 33 and just read on down. "So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him." Let's stop there for a moment. We talked last time about righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. And we want to seek that kingdom. Amen? So, and that righteousness that allows us to be a part of that kingdom. Praise God. Then it says, "All these less important things will be given to you abundantly." Not just a little bit, but abundantly. See, that's part of the reward. Now, some people say, no, we're not supposed to be prosperous. We're not supposed to have things. Well, I think it's important that we do fulfill the covenant, because our part of the covenant, by working the word, God will fulfill his part of the covenant by blessing us. In fact, he's already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It's up to us to receive those blessings and walk in those blessings and walk in that abundance. Amen? I mean, that's just what he's provided for you. So why wouldn't you want what he's provided for you? Well, I'm just having fun with this. Okay, let's move on. Verse 34. I could stay in this a little longer, but I'm going to try to move on. Verse 34, Matthew 6, 34. "Refuse to worry about tomorrow, but deal with each challenge that comes your way one day at a time. Tomorrow will take care of yourself." Don't worry about tomorrow. If you'll start reading in verse 25, or actually in verse 25, it will help you if you just read all the way through there and read about, in Matthew 6, read about the birds, read about how God takes care of them. You know, I can still hear Mary Mosteller in the Methodist church I grew up in, thank God for it, that she would sing, "His eyes on the sparrow and I know he watches me." And as a young man, that was one of my favorite songs, and I would sit there and just tear up listening to her sing that song. Why should I worry? Why should I have doubt? "His eye is on the sparrow, I know he watches me." All right. So worry, don't worry, because worry is meditating on the lies that fear presents. So I wrote this down. When I'm not in worry, I'm resting. In other words, we which do believe, the Bible says, have entered into that rest. So when I'm not in worry, I'm resting, and I'm meditating on the truth that faith presents. I'm going to say that again so you can write that down. Don't worry. Worry is meditating on the lies that fear presents. I'll say it again. Don't worry. Worry is meditating on the lies that fear presents. Okay, when I'm not in worry, I'm resting. I'm meditating on the truth that faith presents. Again, when I'm not in worry, I'm resting. I'm meditating on the truth that faith presents. Notice that lies and truth come in the form of words or thoughts. The thought life, to control that thought life, is so important. And this is why God wants us to seek Him. When we're seeking Him and not the things, then we can have the things, we just don't want the things to have us. Because when the things have us, they can become idols. They can become things such that are more important, to the point that we're seeking those things out and thinking about those things, whereas God wants us to think about Him and seek Him and spend time with Him. That righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's what we desire to have, and that's the kingdom of God that's in you, like we said last time. Over in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Praise God. Grace and peace are multiplied to us through the knowledge. And the Passion says, "May grace and perfect peace cascade over you as you live in the rich knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." When I'm spending time with God, I'm getting to know Him. I'm knowing Him through His Word. I'm knowing Him through experiencing Him in prayer, by seeking His face, by seeking Him. Then all these other things will be added to me, such as grace and peace. They'll be multiplied to me. They'll be cascade over me. I love that. Say that out loud with me. Grace and peace will be multiplied unto me through the knowledge of God and of Jesus my Lord. That grace and peace will cascade over me. Praise God. The abundance of revelation, that's what we want. You see, we want to know what His desire is for our life. We want to seek Him so that we can follow Him. The Word says that we'll perish for a lack of knowledge. Well, I was thinking about that. If I'm going to perish for a lack of knowledge, then I will flourish through an abundance of knowledge. Amen? Let me say that again. We will perish for a lack of knowledge, but we can flourish through an abundance of knowledge. But we don't want just knowledge, because knowledge, head knowledge, will puff up. But love builds up, because you see, revelation knowledge is based on the love of God. He loves us so much, He wants to know us. He wants us to know Him. That scripture is of my people perish for lack of knowledge is found in Hosea 4:6. I'm going to read that again. I want you to write this down if you're taking some notes, that we perish through a lack of knowledge, but we flourish through an abundance of knowledge, revelation knowledge, experiential knowledge, getting to know the Father. And if you want to know more about revelation knowledge, we've talked about that quite a bit here, but over in Matthew 16, verses 17 through 20, Jesus was talking to people. Well, just turn there. Let's just look over there. I'm sure you remember of this. Remember this if you've been listening to the podcast or other teachers. Many other teachers teach this. But in Matthew 16, verse 17, of course, He said, "Who do you say that I am? Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said in verse 16, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And upon this rock of revelation knowledge, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Why? Because we're prevailing against the gates of hell. Why? Because we're seeking Him, and that pleases Him. Amen? And what happens then? He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So it's supernatural revelation knowledge that's provided and revealed by the Father. Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." So when we spend time with Jesus, we're spending time with the Father. Hallelujah. Through Holy Spirit, we're getting to know the Father, seeking Him, And then grace and peace are multiplied to us. The kingdom of God is there within us, and we begin to flourish through that knowledge of Him. Praise God. Well, we could go on and on and on with this. It's just amazing how the Holy Spirit just reveals unto us what He desires us to know. Father God, thank You for Your love, Your goodness, and Your mercy, and for revelation knowledge of Your Word that shows us Your kingdom. And Father, we thank You, Your kingdom is to be manifested on earth now as it is in heaven. We thank You for that, Father. Your will be manifested in our lives as we seek You. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.